Hey there, everyone. Bad Fantasy here. I've just gotten back from a run, so I'm a little bit sweaty and out of breath, but I thought I'll do the monthly update anyway because that's not really that much different from what my audio is usually like. So, what's been going on? I've had a bit of a crazy month. It's been very, very busy. Moved house at the start of the month, which, as much as I've got, like, all the space I need to work, there's just, like, I think, like, I've talked before about how I find it quite difficult to, self-motivate, like, being self-employed, and it's kind of, like, having kind of new spaces to work in, new environments to work in, has sort of, like, added an extra layer of difficulty to all that, which I'm still trying to get my head around and figure out, like, my best sort of, like, working practices. But it's kind of coming together now. I'm getting on top of things. There's been like a ton of stuff to do at the new house and just all the usual drama with like moving. But yeah, I'm kind of getting on top of it now, which is good. Slowly. There's still a million kind of admin things that just won't go away. But I'm getting there. And what else has been going on apart from the move? I've got a trip to Turkey for a week-long all-inclusive package holiday this month, which is very exciting. Mid-month. I'll be doing that. What else? I'm kind of like also looking at flights to go back to Australia and see my family again at Christmas, which will be cool, but they're looking unbelievably expensive. I don't know if that's just because like inflation is mad around the world at the moment and like fuel costs and stuff like that. It probably is that, but because it's not normally as expensive as this, but trying to look into that. Yeah, I've kind of been like working hard on lots of different stuff. I've been sort of working on that rebrand for the channel as well, which thank you to everyone who like voted in the poll and left comments and thoughts and stuff on that. Like that was actually a really big help, and I'm pretty close to I think having it sorted out. I'm also kind of reaching the conclusion that I don't think I'll ever be truly happy with any of the visual design that I have associated with this. Like I'm always going to be like nitpicking it, so I should just settle on something and stick with it. But yeah, like the rebrand is something I've been meaning to do for like a very, very long time because I've never been 100% happy with like the visual style. But hopefully this iteration is something that I can stick with for years, hopefully. Apart from that, yeah, what else has been going on? Couple of interesting things in the world of television this month. I actually met someone, a friend of a friend's, who is working on the new Amazon Lord of the Rings TV series, which I think is going to be the most expensive TV show ever made. She's an editor on the show, and she's saying like she's seen like a lot of it already. She's even edited entire sections herself, which was pretty cool to kind of hear about like the production and stuff of that. But she couldn't really talk much about the details, you know, like they've all got just confidentiality agreements and whatnot. So that was kind of cool. That was interesting. I also myself got invited to write for a TV show over here in the UK, a very different type of TV show. I can't say much about it because again, like, I had to agree to like not really speak about it in detail. In the end, I'm not going to do it because the production budget of this show was not really on par with the Lord of the Rings TV series. Basically, like, they couldn't really offer much by way of like financial compensation, and they were like being a bit weird about whether or not I'd get a credit on the show. But they kind of wanted me to do some writing for like a fan fiction-y type thing. But in the end, I was like, if I'm not going to get paid properly, if I'm not going to get credit, then I'm not particularly enamored with the idea of hearing my words on TV. So, like, what's the point? But yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of interesting. One of these things that almost sort of happened. I think when it was originally pitched to me, it wasn't totally clear what the concept was. And I kind of imagined it would be a show about erotic writers. And that maybe I'd be getting interviewed and all this kind of stuff, which would have been kind of cool. But didn't happen that way. So that's one that didn't work out. But yeah, interesting concept. Yeah, I don't know, we'll wait and see. Like, she was actually saying that a lot of the producer that I was dealing with, like a friend of a friend, another friend of a friend, was saying they've had a lot of trouble with writers not wanting to do it for various reasons. I think part of, like, the pay and the issue with getting a credit, like, in the program was part of it. Apparently a lot of people are worried about being outed or their anonymity being spoiled, which was interesting. Yeah, I think they're running into a lot of difficulties with finding people who would do it. What else? I went to a concert two nights ago. I went to see St. Vincent, who I love, absolutely fucking love St. Vincent, and have been wanting to see her live for years. Finally got the chance, and that was wicked. Really, really loved it. Got to hear one of my favorite songs performed live in a beautifully magical moment. Fast Slow Disco by St. Vincent. If you haven't heard it, check it out. It's like absolute definition of a sad banger. See also Dancing on My Own by Robin for more of what I'm talking about. Fucking great song. I love it. She's so good. She's so fucking good. Should I bore you by gushing about the talent of Annie Clark? Or should I just move on? No, I'll bore you a little bit with it. She's got such a clear artistic vision. Like, one of these people who, like, I have this theory about musicians where, like, a lot of people are successful in a genre in a certain period of time, and their talent doesn't really translate out of that. But some musicians feel like they were just born to do it. You could drop them into any country, any time in world history, and they'd still be a musician, and they'd still be good at it. People who have like an endless talent at like reinventing themselves and styling themselves and just who are just like obviously fascinated with music and you just love experimenting and stuff. People like, I don't know, Prince or Björk and stuff like that. Like, I think, you know, an artist, it has to be older artists really, because it takes a long time to kind of like people to prove themselves in that way, I suppose. Annie Clark's not that old, but yeah, I don't know, just so talented and such a good guitarist. Watching her, like, she's so tall and slim and statuesque and looks so delicate, but watching her like fucking wail on a guitar solo is like, she's incredible. She's so good. And when she puts on like, there's not like a lot of musicians who are like really like confidently sexual and seductive in their singing and their songwriting. And she's like really not afraid to fucking go for it. What's the song where she's singing like, I can't turn off what turns me on. I hold you like a weapon. I can't turn off what turns me on. It's just, I can't do it anywhere. Like, I can't sing properly, but like, can't turn off what turns me on. Like, she's so sassy. It's fucking great. She dated Cara Delevingne for a while. Like, that's how cool and attractive she is, you know. Anyway, I got to see her live and it was wicked. Yeah, I mean, I've just been doing like a lot of writing and recording over the last week, and I've got like a lot of stuff planned. I sort of took like the last bit of last month off just to like clear my head and reset for the coming month ahead. I think like the sort of growth of like my Patreon and YouTube and stuff has been a bit stagnant since I've moved. Like, I've just been so distracted by everything else. My head hasn't really been the game, it feels like, but I have written and recorded not one, not two, not three, but four new parts for the Storm series, which is going to like start being released. I think I was actually talking this month with a friend who works in publishing. She wants to get into like self-publishing. She was talking to me about audiobooks, and I think I might, I created the rest of the Storm series so it would fit together as potentially like a long audiobook style type thing. Still in the roleplay format, in like the immersive audio roleplay format, but kind of with a like a much more dramatic kind of like story structure to it. And I might stitch them all together into one long thing and yeah, I don't know, like upload it a few places, see how it goes as like a audiobook type sort of thing. Everyone on the Patreon will of course, like, it'll be included in your access, like when it's like, I'll upload it as like one big file at the same time. But yeah, I might try this other thing as well. That kind of seems like an interesting avenue to explore. Recorded two new audios today, which are kind of like improvised pieces. One is, I think I'm going to title it, Mean Daddy Gives You a Stern Telling Off, which, is about your daddy confronting you that he's very much aware of what you get up to in your room late at night. I think that one's going to have to come with a disclaimer, unfortunately. Because it might be a little bit edgy. And also, what was the other one I did? I improvised like a, just like a friend flirting with you kind of thing. Oh my god, wouldn't it be so funny if you like touched my dick type stuff? just joking around, haha, wouldn't it be hilarious? And then, like, you know, kind of like with these two, I'm sort of going more for like a mood piece type vibe rather than like a narrative type thing. And just sort of experimenting a bit with slowing down my voice and trying some different things in my delivery as well. But yeah, I've also got like a ton of other stuff lined up. What have I got? Let me see. I keep on the desktop of my laptop all the raw files, which I've recorded but not yet edited. Nervous Date wants you to lie still so he can practice on you. Humiliated by your sex therapist. That was really fun. That's an M for M one, which I'll release at some point. I need to kind of think up a M for F alternative to go hand in hand with that. Another one, Shy Friend Confesses His Crush, is a very, very emotionally intense piece, gone sexual. So yeah, I think I'm sort of be interested how that's received. Like, it's probably the most intense thing I've ever recorded, actually. So yeah, these are all stuff that you can look forward to over the coming, most of them over the coming month, I think, but some of it might take a little bit longer to get around to editing. Anyway, I've yammered on incessantly. Yeah, I guess I'll wrap it up. Just say thank you again to everyone who has carried over your subscription into the new month. It means the world to me, as I always say. Everything that my life has become and everything that's kind of cool and exciting and new about it since I started doing this, I owe it all to you guys, so thank you. Especially to those of you who sign up very late in the month. Sometimes during the final days of the month, I see that things, I get the email alerts for like a new sign up. And I think, wow, you must really be into it, because you get charged again in a couple of days because of Patreon's stupid system. But when people do that, it actually, like, it really helps, because it's like, there's this weird, you know, the start of the month tends to be very front heavy with like sign-ups and then cancellation heavy at the end of the month. And it creates this difficult thing of, when I think about like, what kind of work do I need to release when to maximize efficiency in both areas? And it's something that is really fucking boring to have to think about. I want to just be able to release the stuff when I want to be able to release it. But if people do keep signing up throughout the month, it kind of like takes some of the stress of that off, which is kind of cool. But yeah, I don't know, Patreon have been talking for a long time about introducing just like anniversary billing, where you just get charged on the same day every month, the same day you sign up, and there's none of this first of the month bullshit. They've been talking about it for ages and they can't bring it around soon enough, honestly. But hey, I'll believe it when I see it. But yeah, anyway, don't want to be negative. Thank you everyone for your continued subscription and support. And I'm going to go have a shower and clean the sweat off me. And then I'm going to start editing some audio. So I've got something new to upload for you very, very soon, within hours, I should think. So yeah, thanks everyone. And I will see you again very, 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 very soon.